Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Some of the most interesting music I've heard in recent years has come from musicians working in between the worlds of indie rock and contemporary classical music. People like Jarek Bischoff, who writes string quartet and orchestral pieces, but also plays bass in Amanda Palmer's band. Jarek's album is called Composed and has an orchestral sound, but the album's full of guests from the rock world. In fact, the first song they're going to do for us, called Eyes, was co-written by Jarek and David Byrne. It's played here in our studio by members of the New York Chamber Orchestra known as Contemporaneous, and it's music by Jarek Bischoff, live on Soundcheck. That is a song by Jarek Bischoff called Eyes. It appears on his album Composed, but that's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio with Jarek singing and playing the ukulele. Jen Goma, who was last year with the band People Get Ready, adding some vocals as well, and members of Contemporaneous, Madison Greenstone playing the bass clarinet, Amy Garapick on percussion, violins played by Finnegan Shanahan and Sabrina Tabby, Sarah Haynes on viola, and Dylan Mattingly playing the cello. Jarek, to you and the band, welcome to Soundcheck. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Now, that song, on the record, David Byrne does the lead vocals.
Indeed he does.
And you guys have just done a video for it.
Exactly, yeah.
Which folks can find on our website at soundcheck.org. The song also has a kind of full orchestral sound, as the whole record composed
exactly,
does.
Exactly, yeah.
How did you do that without actually having access to a full-on symphony orchestra?
Yeah, I recorded the song before I ever met David or thought I would actually get him to be able to sing on it. And what I did was I've been producing records for a while for other people, and we kept kind of building these little chamber orchestras and up to the size of an orchestra by recording each individual track one at a time. And I wanted to take that to the extreme. And so I rode my bike from friend's house to friend's house and would record the violinist in their living room and then ride my bike over to the oboe player's house, record the oboe player, and just stack up track after track until I had an orchestra.
And for the string section, would it be the same poor violinist doing track after track?
Yes.
After track?
Yes.
I
know. I give her a back massage every time I see her.
So were these songs, I mean, did you have it in the back of your mind that you always wanted these songs to actually be played by a full ensemble like that out on stage?
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I didn't think I would be able to get, you know, the singers that I also, you know, heard all the singers in my head as well as the ensemble. And so I never thought that I would actually get to play it with orchestras with the singers that were in my head. But I lucked out big time.
So will this concert at LPR on Wednesday night, will this be the first time these songs are being done with, you know, a kind of a big...
A few of the songs. Yeah. I've done several orchestral shows recently, one out in Adelaide at the Adelaide Festival, and I've done quite a few in Seattle with all my friends. I'll put my friends together and...
We're speaking with Jarek Bischoff. The album's called Composed. The concert is at Le Poisson Rouge with Contemporaneous on Wednesday evening. Now, this past weekend has been a busy time for you.
Indeed.
This past Sunday, Kronos Quartet premiered a new string quartet that
Yes.
you wrote for them. So you write for quartet, you write orchestral music. Do you consider yourself a classical composer?
Not at all. No, I actually, I feel like imposter sometimes because I actually don't know classical music very well. I actually come to orchestral music through more of a soundtrack background. So listening to Morricone and people like that, where the you know that music kind of blends those different influences more than just it's not just classical music. It's classical music usually with a different idea mixed in there.
Well, because Morricone's soundtracks for those Sergio Leone movies would have like twangy electric guitar.
Exactly.
Of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly with the whistling and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I come to it much more from that side of things. But I just so happened to be getting to play with orchestras and...
Well, but to write for orchestra, you need to be able to notate music and do arrangements and all of the things that we associate with being a, you know, kind of classically trained composer.
Right.
Now, one of the other times you've been here is as the bass player for Amanda Palmer's Grand Theft Orchestra, which is not an orchestra but a rock band.
Yes, exactly.
So do you consider yourself an indie rocker?
I just consider myself a musician and music lover. So, you know, anything that... makes me excited musically, I'll go for it.
Mm-hmm. So you're touring around still with Amanda Palmer, and on occasion, you are the opening act.
Yeah, quite often, actually. Interestingly, you know, you talked about playing with quartets and orchestras and stuff like that. I actually just did a tour opening for her that I played a lot of these same tunes just with solo ukulele or solo bass. And those are my two compositional tools, actually mostly ukulele. So I thought it would be fun to try to play these songs completely stripped down to just that. So yeah. It's fun.
Now, Jarek, you've been sort of a familiar figure on the New York, especially the Brooklyn music scene now for a couple of years. But the neighborhood of Brooklyn that you live in is Seattle. Yeah. How does that happen? How does that work?
The 30th borough.
It's lots of frequent flyer miles. Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it's getting there. But yeah, it's I love New York and Brooklyn so much. It's just it's, you know, I've felt like it was impossible for me to move here for a long time because it was, you know, I've lived in my friend's closet and in my friend's and in my own van and like really scraped everything together for so long to be just a musician or just a composer, and so it seemed completely impossible. But New York keeps calling me back and calling me back, so it makes sense to get my butt over here sometime.
You said that last time you were here.
I know.
You're still out there in Seattle.
I know.
Jarek Bischoff, the singer, songwriter, composer, ukulele player. You're going to strap on the bass, though, for this next song, right?
Actually, no. This next one is going to be uke as well.
Okay.
A different uke, though.
This is a song I don't know. Reminder. It's not on any of the records. Is this new?
Yeah, this is one of the newer pieces. And, it's a pretty whimsical one, and I thought it'd be fun to play.
And Jen gets to sing lead on this?
Yes.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Jen Goma will be the lead vocalist. Let's hear it. Once again, the members of Contemporaneous, some of the members of Contemporaneous, are here with us in the Soundcheck studio. And a busy week for Jarek Bischoff here in New York. The premiere of his string quartet by the Kronos Quartet was part of their 40th anniversary celebration this past weekend. LPR is the site of Wednesday night's concert with the almost full version of Contemporaneous. Let's hear a live performance of this new song by Jarek Bischoff called Reminder.
Mag
That is a new song from Jarek Bischoff. It's called Reminder. It was sung by Jen Goma, Jarek himself playing a ukulele, not the same one as the first song, another one, and members of Contemporaneous performing here in the studio. And while Jarek does switch from ukulele to bass guitar, let me run down the members of the band who are here with us today on soundcheck. Madison Greenstone playing clarinet, Amy Garapik playing percussion, and the string section, Finnegan Shanahan and Sabrina Tabby playing violins, Sarah Haynes the viola, Dylan Mattingly the cello. Here's an instrumental piece from Jarek Bischoff and Contemporaneous. It's called DAE2. Let's hear, Contemporaneous performing Jarek Bischoff's music Wednesday night at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York. Let's hear this live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Instrumental work from composer Jarek Bischoff and the ensemble Contemporaneous here in the Soundcheck studio, working title DAE2. And once again, Jarek Bischoff, my guest on Soundcheck. First name, by the way, spelled J-H-E-R-E-K. Jarek, people must ask you all the time where that name comes from.
Yeah.
It's from a sci-fi novel,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. My dad's into, like, you know, crazy fantasy sci-fi books, and it's a character from a book. My brother's name is also Coram, which also comes from that.
From the same set of books by...
Same author, Michael Moorcock.
Michael Moorcock,
yeah.
Yeah.
My name was almost Hawkmoon instead of Jarek, which I'm pretty glad I got Jarek.
So you got off easy, you
yeah.
feel.
Yeah.
All right. Have you read those books?
I've read An Alien Heat, which is the one that my name is mostly from.
And, right.
Yeah,
they're very, very strange books.
Yes, I know, yeah.
And your character engages in some very unusual activities.
Yeah, my dad has some eclectic taste.
So when you were old enough to read those books, did you go to your dad and say, what were you thinking?
No, I was just kind of like, huh, interesting. That explains a lot.
Okay. We began with your performance of Eyes, which is on Composed.
Yes.
Now, there's a companion record called Scores.
Yes.
What is that?
That's the instrumental versions of all the songs, and you have access to the actual orchestral scores from the record. So, you know, if you're a violinist at home who doesn't necessarily want to play or have the time to play with an ensemble, but you want to play along with a record and see some other music other than, you know, older
the classical repertoire.
Yeah, then you have access to that. And when I was making Composed, there was a brief second there where I was like, maybe I should keep it instrumental because I had all the music done and I was listening to it. I was like, it kind of sounds complete. And then I heard people sing on it. And I went, oh, okay.
All right.
That's nice, actually.
So this is your way to have your cake and eat it, too,
exactly.
As they say. So Composed has the songs and Scores is the instrumental versions.
Precisely.
Like The Secret of the Machines here, which we'll use to wrap up. Jarek, great to have you back here with us, and this time with the members of Contemporaneous.
Thank you so much for having me.